Lech Lecha, Tov Shin Pei. This is going to be abbreviated, you'll forgive me, but it is 3:30 in the morning, and the shiur is not going to take place at 10 o'clock in the morning, because this Erev Shabbos we were busy with getting things prepared for Zevi's Ufruf, which will take place this Shabbos. So that being the case, we just have to take care of what we need to do, and even if it's brief, but at least something, it's Hashem, and whatever's left of the night or the morning, then go to sleep. Okay. The question is that we're trying to deal with is, why does the Torah not start the story of Avram with the amazing events revealed to us in the Midrash, like Kivshat Eish, his battle with his father, breaking the idols, etc.? Why is none of that in Torah B'chsav? It's in Torah Shabbat Peah. Yet the Torah in the Torah Shabbat Peah doesn't begin there. It only begins with Lech Lecha. And I want to suggest answer to this. There are others certainly who have dealt with it before. Thought perhaps of a possibility. It says in Ovos, Antignosh Yisocho, says, it is in Pirkei Ovos and Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel, Mimit Mekabel from Shimon HaTzadik, Vaya Omer Altim Kehavarim Mesham Shim Sarav Amanas Lekabel Pras. Do not be like Avodim who serve their master in order to receive a pras, let's interpret it as a reward. Rather, you should serve your master without your intention being to receive a pras, a reward. And may the fear of heaven be upon you. So in general, the Mishnah is telling us that we should serve Hashem out of Ava, not because of focusing on reward. And then at the end it says we should also serve him out of Yira. We need the two forms of Avoda, Ava and Yira. Fine. The question is, what does it mean to serve Amanas Lekabel Pras? We're talking about a temporal reward. Talking about receiving a reward in this world, talking about health, talking about wealth. What exactly is being said? So, Tzadok says in Divrei Sofrim, Ozdad, Masha Amru Al Tu Kavanim Misham Shmasrav Amnas Lekabel Pras. Lachora, he says, Loshon Pras, Mashma Mizonos Olam Hazeh. At first glance, the Perush of Pras means to receive Parnas in this world. Don't serve Hashem in order that he should make this world better for you. Moshe Amun, Kabbalah Pras, Gumsun Erevin, Kabbalah's Pras, or Kabbalah Duchti, he brings to several sources that imply that the idea of Kabbalah's Pras is something that's Olam Hazeh related. And even Rashi, Avos Pirish, Tzchar Mitzvah Al Malekah, there's no reward in this world. So obviously Rashi is referring to the idea that don't serve Hashem in order to receive a reward in this world. Mashma Dafka Tzchar Olam Hazeh, V'gam Zeh Mishum Deleika. And even this, the reason is because there's no point, because there isn't a reward in this world. The reward is in the next world. Okay. Nonetheless, as a prophetic in Pesachim, we see Mashman Amas She'e Yabin Olam Haba. The other term says that a person who says Yisaka Amnash Yechye B'ni, that my son should live, okay, but in addition it also says Amnas She'e Yabin Olam Haba, that's also considered Amnas the Kabbal Pras. This is considered Shalom Lishmatz, considered Amnas Lama Pras. Now there it's not talking about some temporal reward. We're talking about the Eye Ben Olam Haba. It should be a Ben Olam Haba. That's considered Avodah Amnas Lekabel Pras. So even though my intention is not to receive reward, temporal reward in this world, But to see if reward in the next world, that's also considered al menas lekabel pras. Aval nira, says Reb Tzadok. Mekom kom gam ze, kesh kavana rak legarme she ben olaba. Says Reb Tzadok, as long as your service of Hashem is conditional to receive reward, being in this world and the next world, it's all called Amenas Lekabel Pras. Says Reb Tzadok, let's see the last paragraph here in the Divrei Sofrim. The daika, the diuk is the kabel pras, well, the kabel schar. Says Reb Tzadok, says the issue over here is not olam hazeh versus olam haba. Why is a person serving Hashem? The difference is in the terminology pras and schar. Pras and schar. Says you find, for instance, that in Goran Brachos, for instance, Chav Ches, the end of some Amar Aleph, Rabbi Zera was ill. He had strained and exerted himself so much during learning that he needed to rest. So he says, perhaps the least I can do is I can walk and stand next to the base of Medrash, sit next to the base of Medrash, and when the Chachamim come out, I would stand for them. At least I'll receive schar, Kabbal Agra, receive reward for that act of showing kavod to Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara lauds this. The Gemara praises this. Is the Gemara talking about praising something which is shalol lishma, especially from Rabbi Zera, chassid like Rabbi Zera? Some sort of concludes Ella. The last lines of this piece from the Divrei Sofrim, Ella, the pras, the schar, trei mili ninu. The terminology pras and the terminology schar are not the same thing, even though in a broad sense they both mean reward, but they're not the same thing at all. El pras uschar trei mili ninu. They're two ideas. Uschar mitzvah ha'amiti sheyizkei aydezeh liyos dovuk b'Hashem yizbarzo ikar tachlis ha'mechuvan shel kol ma'aseh mitzvah. Hashem wanted all of us to be dovuk, to be attached to him through our ma'aseh mitzvos. That is the reward, and that is laudable, to be attached to Hashem as a result of having done his mitzvos. That is a praiseworthy intent. And that is the ikar ratzon of Hashem, that we should want to be attached to him through the asiyas of mitzvos. What then does pras mean? What then does pras mean? So the Orach L'chaim of Avraham L'chaim is Lachov. Talmud the Magen Mezrich says that the idea that's being discussed over here is a process like a lashon of prusat lechem, something which is cut off. Schar is the payment for the job well done, but that payment is schar mitzvah. That the payment is the connection itself. That itself is a mitzvah. The reward there is also a mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Beis Halevi says such an idea as well. The reward of the mitzvah is another mitzvah. The mitzvah is to fulfill Hashem's ratzon, which Hashem's ratzon is to be meitiv tafis. And how does he wish to be meitiv? How does he wish to benefit us? In that we should be attached to him. Bo yo ovid al manas lekabel pras. Then you see reward, quote unquote, as being something distinct from your relationship to Hashem. If you're serving Hashem with a mind's eye upon receiving some sort of reward, no matter how abstract it is, but it's being something distinct from your connection to Hashem. You're not focused on your connection to Hashem, or your dveikus Hashem, but rather on some sort of reward, whatever it happens to be it in this world and be it in the next world. It's called Menas Lekabel Pras. It is like a prusas lechem, something which is cut off. So within that light, let's examine. We know from last week's parsha, Ela told us Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor asav, es lokim yisalech Noach. Noach was an ish tzadik tamim, etc. He walked with Hashem. And Rashi says, upon that first pasuk, he says, Lamedcha, she ikut al dosim shel tzadikim maasim tovim. that the Iker Maisim, in other words, that all the Mefarshim are bothered by the fact that why does it say Latolos Yoach, and then it speaks about his moral qualities, his qualities as an observant individual, as a moral individual. He's a tzaddik, tamim, right, etc. If we want to talk about his progeny, his toldos, so the first thing we should say is Shem Chavi Yafes, his three children. Says the Gur Aryeh, an explanation there of that Rashi in Breishis Vav Tes. So he says toldoseim, toldoseim shel tzadikim emaisim tovim. Says the Gur Aryeh, mash emaisim tovim nikru toldos dechsiv imru letzadik itov. They eat, right, the peros of their deeds. Shamaisim heim pri shemoli the adam. The maisim that a person does, they are the pri, right, shemoli the adam, that the person gives birth to. Umash amr sheikotol seim hanimimei shehikdim toldos. In other words, a person brings into this world children, he brings into this world deeds. The Maisim Tovim are Iker, they are more auxiliary to the expression of this person's progeny than his actual physical, biological children. Why is that? The yearly atam in Mishib told us Mishutov Ha'adim Akarish Baruch Hu used to Baruch Shema Akarish Baruch Hu Iker. With regard to biological children, man is a partner with Hashem, and Hashem is really the main partner. It's dependent upon him. But Ma'isim Tovim He Mitzad Adam Bilvad. But because we have free will, a person's Ma'isim Tovim, those that he does, those which are the fruit of his labors, they are the Iker. Told us because those are his and his alone, because Hashem is not doing it, he's doing it. L'chach amru she'ikar told us shalhem he maisim tovim v'od, ki ikar told us adam maisim tovim, and more than that, the ikar told us of a person who's maisim tovim, ki told us lav v'gufo, v'ilam maisim tovim heim v'gufo. A person's physical children are required, right? They're not in himself. Whereas the Maisim Tovim himself, there's no greater toldos than what? In other words, in one's biological children, one has brought a different entity into the world, in partnership with Hashem, of course. In Maisim Tovim, a person has brought a new self into the world. He has given birth to himself. That's Iker. It's not something which is something which branched off from him. It is himself that he has given birth to. So if a person, if we think about a tzaddik, Iker told us which says they give maisim shalhem, they give birth to themselves. So it's very easy to see how a tzaddik is inspired to reaching the point of where I've achieved it. I have indeed given birth to myself. And if we think to ourselves in the CV, in the resume of Avraham Avinu, the story of the Kishneish, the story of the breaking of the idols, the story of his battles with his father, with his community, fleeing to the cave and hiding there in order to be able to escape the wrath of Nimrod and all those who wish to squash him, who wish to silence him. So, that's it. That's the achievement. That's his achievement. That's his achievement. But if I see my achievement as my being able to say to myself, I've arrived. I did it. I was intellectually pure. I was committed to the truth. And I've arrived, I sacrificed, etc. That still falls short of what the true Avodas Hashem is. Why? Because once again, that can be transformed into a pras. I've achieved. I'm a idol breaker. and one is willing to die for what it calls for Hashem to be towards the Kivishan Eish. I've accomplished. I'm a worthy individual. Who can be more worthy than me? If we were to stop there, or if we were to start there, then we would think that that the goal is to give birth to yourself. The answer is, it's true. And you do indeed give birth to yourself through your good deeds. But that's not meant to be your intention. Your intention is to serve Hashem. And with every bit of understanding that you achieve, you're never there. Because there is no end. Every bit of understanding that you achieve is only a stepping stone, right, to realizing that you don't yet understand. And to negate and to humble yourself once again before the Creator and take you to the next stage, to the next step. And that achievement once again is not worn as a laurel, I finally arrived, but rather it becomes the stepping stone to understanding that, and now I still yet do not understand. I haven't reached the end because there is no end for me to achieve. There is no end for me to reach. It's constant. It's always lech lecha. Keep on going. Keep on going. No matter what you achieved in the chutzlats, it's time for you to go to Eretz Yisrael. There you'll achieve more. And there, every time you realize you understand something, that will become a stepping stone into a new world of non-understanding for you to once again to understand more and to grow and to grow because it's endless. So therefore, the Torah starts its description of Avram with lech lecha. Continue, go into yourself. It's endless. Search of self is the surface of your connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, like we have at the last citation here on page 2, the Kliyakar. And after him, the Divrei Chaim of Chaim Ritzans talk about the idea of the entire concept of Lech Lecha as being going towards oneself, discovering oneself. And that's endless. It never ends. It's always just keep on going. The charge from Hashem to us is keep on going to your essential self, which is your connection to me, says Hashem, and that it is infinite. And that's the avoda that Klal Yisrael is meant to learn from Avraham Avinu. Therefore we start with Lech Lecha, not with brilliant achievements, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you always have to be traveling to yourself. There's never an end. There's only stepping stones and hurdles that leave you to the next stage, and to the next stage, and to the next stage, ad infinitum. So that being the case, when the Medrash brings down the Pasuk on Lech Lecha, it says, Shimi Pasuri Eva Tios Nech Veshichi Ameich Veisavich. Hear, my daughter, and see, and tilt your ear, and once again, shikhi, and forget, right, all of your past, ameich, ubeis avich, and your father's house. So says the pasuk, shimi bas ureiv, vati oznech, listen, you'll see, and then tilt your ear to hear further. So the Medrash, by Yom Hashem El Avram, on this pasuk, Lech Lecha Me'artzach Ha'malantach Ha'arav, Yitzchak Pasach, Yitzchak said, Shimi Basur Iv, Atios Nech, Vishishia Mech, Vishapich, Amrav Yitzchak Moshel, Le'ekot Shai Ovim, Mokom, Le'mokom, Vera, Bira, Achas, Dolekes. A person traveled from place to place, and he saw a burning palace, or a lit palace. Amar Tomer Shabira Zu Belo Manig. Is it possible this beer has no, as it were, has no leader, has no one guiding it? Hates of love Balabira, and so the master of the palace. Here is a person wandering through the forest, and there he sees in the distance a lit castle. He says, "Can it be that this castle has no lord, has no master to it? After all, why is it lit?" And Hatzis the love Balapira, and the lord of the manor peered out from the castle and said to him, Ani hu Balapira. I am the Balapira. So to also, Kach lefi she'avram avinu omer, tomer she'olam hazeh b'lom. Ani, is it possible this world has no, this world is full of order. This world is full of direction. There must be someone who's guiding it. hated to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu peered out upon him and said, Anihu Balabira. V'yisav melech yofyeich, and Hashem desires to see your beauty, as it were, right, to see your actions. Ki hu Adonaiach, for he is your master. V'yisav melech yofyeich liyaposeich, he wishes to see your beauty in order to give to you more beauty. Ba'olam, v'yishtachel milo, bow to him. V'yomer, v'yomer Hashem el Avram. And Hashem says to Avram, lech lecha, lech lecha. In other words, you've achieved, but you need to bow once again. Lech lecha. You need, as it were, to realize that the path is endless. Travel. Travel to Eretz Yisrael. Understand. And then continue lech lecha. Just like we find a microcosm of this. This lech lecha mi'artzach u'mladecha mi'beisavicha here in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. And in the end of Parshas Vayera, we come to the ultimate test of our moments, which is also kachno es bincha es yechidcha es asher havta. Take your son, your only one, the one that you love, it's Yitzchak. Lech lecha el Eretz Amri. And once again, lech lecha. New horizons. Discover more yourself, discover your essence, which is your attachment to Hashem, even more deeply. Go to the land of Moriah and do the Akedah. Always lech lecha. Leave behind your past. Leave behind your preconceived and previous notions of understanding. Enter into the world of that which is hidden in your quest for self. That's the beginning of our parsha, and he's been doing it all along, and so to the end of Vayera, then the next week's parsha, also the Akedah, right, the binding of Yitzchak, is the Iker Lech Lecha at that stage of Avram's life. He's always on a destiny, on a quest, yeah, for his true self, which is what? His connection, his Dveikus Hashem, always in the direction of receiving the Schar. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah is further mitzvah, further attachment to Hashem, further being betzavta, right? Mitzvah, milosh, and tzavta, to be together with Hashem, and not pras, not something cut off. That's what Sosemis, in the Tafresh Laman Hay, says, Smuchach yesh beiz b'nei shmir, the two forms of shmia. Koshakosav shamoa tishmu, ki betchila koshbrochu mashmia l'odem ma'at he'ora. The beginning of a person is caused by Hashem to hear a little bit of understanding, a little bit of insight. Lavo el emes, to come to the truth. Achakach tzichu mashgiach be'in asechel, then he must focus with the keen eye of his intellect. Al zeha hergish, upon that feeling, that experience, that oh, now I see, I understand, I recognize, wow, that's unbelievable. Lohoving ki u'ikar akol haniach kol hergishus achirim, realize that this is what you should focus on. This should not be just one more thing in your CV, in your curriculum vita. Right. Oh, I had a tremendous insight here, in addition to everything else that I'm experiencing. But this should be your focus. Right? You, as the word, should now dive into that experience, and ignore all other things that might preoccupy you in this world. Focus on your avoda. Hear, see, and then tilt your ear to hear more deeply. Perish kol kach, kol koach hashmiya, shli hanishma lo shum davar. Achaklal, nothing else should preoccupy you. And through that you will hear the real truth. Continuing further, further, further without end. Once again in Tafresh Lamed Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashmiya B'tchilu Hu Rak Kedei Lilmod Hachno. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes us to understand is only to teach us humility, to realize before whom we stand. So we, as it were, we will humble ourselves even further. He's mevatel himself because yet you don't understand completely. And so you mevatel yourself, and then that becomes comprehensive to you, comprehensible to you, and then you mevatel yourself again, and further, and further, and further, and further, and further. In other words, there is no end. The goal is not to know. The goal is to know more so that I will be in a state of humility and realize I need to know beyond that. And then the next is achieved, and once again it becomes a stepping stone, right, before the next step. Endless, endless, always lech lecha, lech lecha, lech lecha, always going to your true self. for that. That says the Sfasemis at the end of this paragraph. Ze atzmo inin beza shmios. Those are the shimi bas or e vati oznech. And this, it would turn your ear to listen further. Kimikodem haya Avram Avinu alavashol mechokir bederech haseichel lavol emes. In the beginning of Avram's career, he used the cognitive path to try and reach the emes. Vubechinas hanivroim mitzarateva vazoch lahakir emes. And this is the way people approach things in a natural, in a cognitive, in a philosophical, in the way of the world sense. And he was marked the emes. Lech lecha, lebechina shmiya shnia, lech lecha, take the next step to the next level of hearing. Vehu shayach rak lebnei Yisrael, this is only shayach to bnei Yisrael, that every achievement becomes a stepping stone to what? The goal is not that I should reach perfection, right? I should be able to write on my CV, brilliant, deep thinker, understander, as it were, one who comes close to the Creator. But it's there, the mechuvan l'taken atzmo, which is a nikra l'gamaya. All that is considered selfish. All that is considered pras. In the world of Avodas Hashem, most that's considered pras, a level of pras. Derech tzaddiki yom v'solom, this is the fashion, this is the derech of those who are righteous, but they're from the nations of the world. Avodas Yisrael mevakshin hibatel elav yisbarach bilvad. Our intention is what? To always be in a state of humility, to humble ourselves before the Creator. So for the goal of every understanding is the realization that, yeah, we don't understand. And then when that next level is understood, the goal of that is not to put a feather in our cap, once again, to realize, I still don't understand. And so on, ad infinitum, lech lecha. Our true sense is our soul. Our soul is breathed into us from Hashem. Just as Hashem is infinite, so too our soul is infinite. So for the quest of knowing ourselves, we have to come to know most deeply our own souls. And they're infinite in nature. There is no end to the job description. Okay. Apologize for this being brief, but hopefully it'll be useful. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.